Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective, joins us with an economic outlook. And Doug, I just have to tell you again, I saw a lot of people out recreating, a lot of hospitality over the weekend in communities, a lot of Christmas and holiday fairs, tree lightings, plays, shows, restaurants. And I noticed, I went out a few times, and just to have an appetizer in a couple of adult beverages, like a cold beer or something, in places on a Saturday afternoon, a Friday afternoon, anywhere. And also, by the way, the number of people who aren't working, they're out there, you know, in the middle of the day. I had a friend on Friday. He called in from Loon Mountain in Lincoln, and he said, "I figured out where all the workers are. We have one of the lowest unemployments in the country," and it was 9 o'clock Friday morning. I go, "Where?" And he goes, "They're here in the parking lot at Loon, ready to go skiing and boarding for the day to do their Zoom calls on the chairlift, and they're all Massachusetts license plates." All Massachusetts license plates. My point is, though, you can't get out of a restaurant today with a couple drinks and appetizers for two people under $100 with a tip. You can't go grocery shopping for under $150. So I don't know where the money's coming from, whether people are racking up their credit cards. They're certainly not making more money per se. And don't tell me it's COVID money unspent, because that makes me a little nauseous. But take it away, Doug.
Well, Jack, the jobs market has been strong. Wages have been strong. Not as strong as the prices. I mean, what we have, Jack, is we have the pig and the python. We had all that money that was created through the COVID stimulus, that created by the Fed, spent by the government, distributed by checks, and printed by the Fed, and that got into the system at the same time that people couldn't work. Well, of course that's going to push up prices, and prices got pushed up, and they're not going back down. So people feel lousy. They feel lousy because prices are higher than their wages went, but the wages went up some. They just didn't go up as much as the prices went. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. And it doesn't do any good for politicians to say, you know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You know, that's another great movie quote for you, Jack. That people feel lousy because you're absolutely right. You can't get out of the restaurant for less than $100. You can't get out of the grocery store for just a couple of days' groceries are going to cost you $50.
Yeah, I just don't see it, I personally. And then, you know, what's going on? I am also hearing, though, one concern. I don't know if I know you're in the Upper Valley where you live, Doug Tengden, Worldwide Market Perspective, your firm. But I'm hearing on the coast that any business that's in that home furnishing, home decorating, home remodeling, in the last 30 to 40 days, they've seen, like, business almost come to a screeching halt. Now, you could say it's end of the year, time of year. I'm not saying people with money who are not borrowing, you know, at near 8%, $200,000 or $300,000 to buy a home. People with money who are just buying homes, that's continuing, but it's a much smaller subset. I'm just hearing that home support, home furnishing, home decorating, home remodeling is slowing down.
You're absolutely right, Jack, and that's a feature, not a bug. That is what the Fed wants to happen. That is what they are angling for. They're slowing the economy by keeping rates higher for longer, but they're going to succeed slowly. Rates are going to remain high, and the economy will gradually slow down. But it's not going to make people feel better. It's going to make them feel worse. You know, if you want to put a political spin on this, Jack, you could expect there to be pressure on the Fed from the left flank of the Democratic Party in the next couple of months. They'll say, "Oh, come on, people are hurting. Oh, come on." And it's true that people are hurting, but we'll still have unemployment at in the threes, maybe in the low fours. It's baked in the cake that unemployment is going to remain low. Unemployment in New Hampshire, what is it, 1.5%? I mean, unemployment is low because businesses are hanging on to their workers. Businesses are hanging on to their workers because they don't want to give them up because you know, they can't find them if they need them later on. We don't have an excess supply of labor anymore.
Yeah, and it really is, what is it, it's like 1.6, 1.7, one of the lowest per capita unemployment rates in the country. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Doug. Thank you, Doug. Make it a good Monday.
Jack, have a great week.